Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Do you ever wish that you and I worked in a job where we could be more economical and therefore effective? Let me explain what I mean.
Economical and effective?
Exactly. When I had my haircut earlier today, my barber said to me that he has switched from 30-minute appointments to 20-minute appointments because he's realised that after all of his 30-minute appointments, none of them ran 30 minutes, and he was just standing around waiting for the next appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So now, by disciplining himself on less chat and doing a 20-minute appointment, he's getting in extra appointments. So he's getting in an extra appointment every single hour of the day.
Do you know what I mean? He sounds like my kind of barber, because I can't stand barber small talk. I don't want to talk to him. I mean, my barber, this is a lovely lady called Rita, and she's cool. She's from South Africa and everything. So she's fine. She's brilliant. But there are times when I just want to stare into the mid-distance.
Yes.
So if she wants to cut it down to 20 minutes and cut me hair, then great. I'm up for that.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Do you know, I'm having a real bad run at the moment. You know when you're having like a run of doing stuff wrong? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm hexed or cursed or whatever. So I'm kind of nervous because tomorrow is bin day on our road. So it'll mark a week to the day that I put the wrong bins out.
And I've got a feeling that you put the wrong bins out only 1 week into the new bin system in your neck of the woods.
This is it. I refuse to get the app, right? Yeah. Remember I was talking about that app? So I'm not having that on my phone. It's too boring. Messed up the bins. So the worst thing was I put the bins out, wrong bins. Now that our bin system's really complicated, went to work. So when I got back in the evening, the bin that I'd erroneously put out there was almost like this kind of, almost like a monument to my ineptitude. And I'm sure I've been the, my ears have been lighting up, heating up, because people have been talking about me on the street WhatsApp group. And I feel like I've had to hand in my bin captain status as a result of it. So that was bad. That's one kind of mess up. What I've gone on and done then, in the interim, is, I don't know why this happened to me, but I thought, I know, I'll bleed the radiators.
It's a good idea.
Because upstairs in the top room thing, it's not very warm in here. I'm going to bleed the radiators. We need to bleed them. I've done it for ages. So I bled them. I felt kind of fairly satisfied about it. However, I forgot that the heating was on.
Yeah, they need to be cold when bled.
So I have plunged the water pressure in the house like something out of Das Boot. And had to get our brilliant boiler repair guy, John, to head over there, because the girls were freezing cold because the boiler wouldn't work. It was showing an error message. So if you had like a... What was your like most recent screw-up or mistake?
I'm very thankful that my most recent mistake was not a big one, but it's an embarrassing one. I've married into an Italian family. And
is that the mistake?
No. Yesterday... spaghetti and meatballs was being done for the in-laws coming over, and I had to go and buy all the ingredients for it. And I got a text message saying, these aren't meatballs, you bought lamb balls.
I didn't even know lamb balls was a thing.
Neither did I just saw balls of meat, and I thought, well, that's meatballs, and they were a decent price, so I bought them. Turns out it's because they were lamb balls.
So lamb balls are cheaper than meatballs?
They were the supermarket yesterday.
I feel like lamb balls is an upgrade.
Yeah.
I think we should knock now lamb balls to your tribe.
I wish I'd gone back and said that rather than be, oh, sorry, I've made another mistake.
Actually, I think there's enough different ways to cook lamb. They've got enough problems without balls being a problem as well. So that's your most recent...
That is, at the moment, my most recent mistake.
If you have had a mistake that you've made recently, your most recent screw-up, we want to hear about it. Hell, it will make us feel better. Paul's been on. He says, I was in Madrid at the weekend for the NFL game. Saw someone in a cool jacket for my team, and they told me where to buy it. I bought it. I've got it delivered yesterday when I came home. And it turns out it was it's a crop jacket, and it looks like a flipping life jacket on him. It's one of them high ones. Oh, my God, I'd pay to see him in that.
This text here is a great one. I just sealed the deal of my career. 4:45 in the afternoon. Next stop, the beer garden. In my haste to get to the contract over to my new client, I typed an email out as fast as I could, attached the contract, and headed off for the beer. To my horror, I checked my sent items on my mobile to find I'd started the email, good afternoon, rat, instead of Ray.
All right, Ray, you rat. Leon says, I mistakenly picked up my vape liquid instead of my eye drops.
Oh!
And dropped it into my already poorly right eye. You might have done it before. The kids found this hilarious as I ran through the house screaming. However, I did not. Wow.
Jeremy, your most recent mistake?
Well, last week I was making egg sandwiches for my wife for lunch. I've been through the process of making the eggs, peeling them, chopping them, seasoning them, adding the mayonnaise and the salad cream.
Lovely.
I took a little bit out for my dog. You know, he always gets a treat when we have lunch or dinner. And, you know, put his down and went back to my work and checked my emails and noticed that he was chomping away quite happily. And, of course, I realised I'd actually put down our portion of egg and left his on the side.
Oh!
We gave him my wife and my lunch. So in the end, we had our ham sandwiches and the dog was very happy for the rest of the day.
I think it's probably important for us to know what kind of dog this is.
He's a pug. He's quite a small and greedy pug.
Now, I mean, I don't know very much about dogs, right? But dogs break wind quite a lot, obviously, don't they?
Yeah.
So is this going to... This has got repercussions.
Yes, I think we've been living it for the last week now. So hopefully it'll be out of his system quite soon.
Oh, brilliant. Do keep us posted.
Jade, yours, please.
So my most recent mistake was I needed to put the dishwasher on and I realised I didn't have any tablets at home at the time. So I thought I'd be smart and use the fairy liquid instead.
Right.
And whacked the dishwasher on, thought nothing of it, and then half an hour later I walked into the kitchen and there was just this wall of foam in there.
It must have been like a mid-90s university
yes!
club social with a foam party or something in a nightclub.
That's exactly what it made me think of. My younger days going clubbing in the foam, yeah, exactly.
What was the first kind of sign that something was up?
Well, I didn't realise at all. It was literally, as soon as I opened the door, there was just this white wall there. But...
Because you think, right, it's a really good point. You're obviously like a MacGyver-type character for trying to fix it yourself.
Really?
But there's obviously something in those tablets. Why can't you find the things around the house?
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true. I may have just overdone it. But the dog came running in because I made a bit of a racket and he disappeared through the wall of foam and you just heard this thud at the end of the kitchen where he went into the cupboard.
Oh, bless him.
Brilliant. Lovely to speak to you, Jay. Don't do that again, please. Please don't do that again.
Thank you.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So high drama last night in the Everton game, in an incredible example of how my football club can take you to the very depths of despair, and just when you're about to tap out, thrust you to the very edge of bliss. We were playing Man United at Old Trafford last night, so I was expecting us to lose. It's been a bit of a tough season so far. Then, out the blue, two of our players get into a fight with each other. 10 minutes into the game, two of our players get into a fight with each other. Idrissa Gueye, our brilliant defensive midfielder, slaps our defender, Michael Keane, in the face and gets a straight red card and gets sent off. Luckily, we went on to win the game 1-0 with a fantastic goal from Kiernan Dewsbury Hall, which is an amazing thing, and I've watched it so many times. But that is a thing that will stay long in the memory because it doesn't really happen that often.
They were saying last night, because I was making a risotto whilst it was going on, unnecessary detail, but my ears suddenly picked up when they were like, what's going on here?
You
turn around, and they said it was only the third time it's happened in Premier League history.
Well, I remember like David Batty, Graham Lasso, there was like they had a big old fight. I don't know whether they got sent off or not, but it's one of those things that it's so rare that it will stay in your memory for like, it will go in the record books, won't it? Unfortunately.
Mm. But up there with some of the greatest TV slaps of all time. It was just a little slap.
Well, this is it. So there's been some other kind of football fights which have been punchy stuff.
Fisticuffs.
Horrible fisticuffs. But this was like, there's something about an on-screen slap.
Yes.
That is an incredible moment of drama.
It was like something out of a sitcom or soap opera.
So have you got a favourite on-screen slap of all time?
Without doubt. A classic TV show, Fawlty Towers, 12 episodes, but the one with the anniversary where I think at least three times in that episode, Sybil clouts Basil.
Okay, so I'll take your Basil and Sybil and raise you... Peggy Butcher slapping... Peggy Mitchell slapping, because she went on to be a butcher.
She did, yeah.
Peggy slapping Pat in the Queen Vic in EastEnders. And I think one of Pam St. Clements, a.k.a. Pat Butcher's, earrings flew off during that scene. She slapped her so hard.
Wow. If there is a TV slap that you cherish that's up there with Sybil or Peggy or Idrissa and Michael from last night...
I'm sure they'll be over the moon to be in that category.
Well, it should be. Susan Kennedy, after she found out Carl was cheating with receptionist Sarah...
He had
has
it coming.
Forward, yes.
Pete in Blackpool says Will Smith and the comic Chris Rock.
I didn't think about that one, yes.
Get my wife's name out of your mouth. What about this one? The best slap on TV has to be when... Oh, that's the one you just read out. Oh, here we go. This is the other one. Bush and Ritchie, you want to see a South Korean drama series called Red Shoes, which was on the channel KBS, and the full 100 episodes are also on YouTube channel as well. Almost every episode includes people properly slapping each other. Keep them coming. We want to hear about it.
This text here is bringing forward the old classic tango adverts.
Yeah, whatever happened to them?
They were absolutely crazy.
You just can't do that anymore,
you
can you?
You cannot, no.
It's different times. Doug says, what about Grace Jones slapping Russell Harty on a chat show?
Another one for the kids.
One for the kids. Lauren says Home Alone 2. There's a good slap in Home Alone 2.
Yes.
That's an underrated.
Underrated slap.
I was going to say underwhelming, but it actually is quite a big slap.
And a second, Fawlty Towers, coming forward. Basil and Manuel. Basil has Manuel, points at Sybil, says that Sybil, points at himself, says me, Basil, then shows him hand and says this in slap of face, and poor old Manuel gets one.
John in Littlehampton says Leonard slapping Sheldon when they win the Nobel Prize in... what I would add, the world's worst TV show, The Big Bang Theory.
And I echo your thoughts, and for that reason, we can't allow that one.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
It's, of course, our club night, so if you're picking up, dropping off, or even going to any form of club, because we know you guys get up to some interesting stuff in the middle of the week, tell us about it and we'll give you a shout-out at 8, 12, 15.
Now, Kelly is asking whether taking her son to the club night, to his guitar evening, counts. Yes, it absolutely does.
100%.
It's a regular guitar learning session, that absolutely does. So, 13-year-old Adam, off for his guitar lessons this evening, absolutely counts.
So, if you're learning anything, doing anything... I mean, I feel like it's that weird thing to say. It's too late in the day. I always would love to learn drums, but I feel like you can't be my age and start learning drums. That's got midlife crisis written all over it. I'll be getting a sleeve tattoo within minutes.
I would counter that and say, what if you are the greatest drummer the world has yet to receive and you have decided to knock that on the head?
This is it. Wait, no, we don't even know. Like, you could be an amazing fiddler. You've never played. Have you ever played?
No, I've never done that. No, I'm good with the trumpet, but I've never done the fiddle. No.
What about this? How about going to a band jam section? They need to be sectioned to practice for our first Christmas gig.
Oh,
that's from Jen in Swansea, and the band has the best name. She says, "Midlife Crisis."
I love that name. Charles is off to Man vs. Fat tonight.
Oh,
he describes it as a mix between Slimming World, Andy's Man Club, and a rugby team. Says we support each other with weight loss through playing touch rugby. It's an amazing club, and I've lost over 5 kilos since I started.
Well done, fellow. We are very proud of you and keep that going. That's great work. Becky from Preston's been on. She's going line dancing this evening. She loves it. Shout out for Jackie and Alan at Bamber Bridge and James in Blackburn tomorrow night.
I did line dancing once.
I remember you saying, yeah.
It's great fun.
It is. It sounds like, get your thumbs in your belt hoops, do your cowboy boots, see what happens, shall we?
We should go do it together.
I'm not so sure about that.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoy it. Just to return back to what we were talking about, the barber thing at the beginning, Richie's barber cutting his appointments down to 20 minutes instead of half an hour so we can fit in one extra person per day.
Yeah.
So when you go there now, do you think, right, well, I can't really start talking to him about anything here because this is going to push him out of his little... you know, his target 20 minutes?
I feel like I'm still trying to do the chat because if not, then I've got the paranoia that actually I'm the only appointment that's been cut down to 20 because he didn't like my chat and all the others are still 30.
Oh, yeah, imagine he's wrapped you up. You've got a 15-minute limit on it, mate. Imagine that. Wow.